Hello, it's episode 2 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. Although this podcast is about and references National Novel Writing Month on a regular basis, this podcast is not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I'm just doing it for my 15th time, working on winning, working on apparently doing a podcast with a southern accent. Not sure where that came from. In this episode, I want to talk about getting back to the page. Day one was a whirlwind. Day one was incredible. I'm assuming, as I've mentioned before, I'm recording these ahead of time. Day one is when you're full of fire and energy and optimism and you can do anything. And hopefully you rode that to some extra words. Because now we're in day two. You're probably still excited about your story, but time has passed since the last moment you wrote, and now. What's going to bring you back to the page? Is it finding out, once and for all, whether or not Karen and Adam can live together in peace and harmony? You know, if you're writing that kind of a story. Is it wondering whether or not Kevin is going to escape the killer's grasp? You know, if you're writing that kind of a story. Is it finding out the past of the mysterious stranger that you've written about for the last however long you've been writing? You know, if you're writing that kind of a story. Is it the fact that you're determined to write 50,000 words in a month? I hope it's that one, at the very least. Whether you love your story or you hate your story, you need to get back to your story. I don't know what I wrote on day one. Hopefully I wrote at least one murder scene, because this whole idea hinges on someone being dead. That's probably the one thing that is consistent within all of my books. Someone always dies. I'm choosing not to psychoanalyze what that might mean. And what I'm hoping is that I've written enough things in day one that I want to continue to explore here in day two. I'm also hoping that I've written enough of a mystery for myself that I want to find out how it resolves. As you know, or maybe you don't know, maybe this is your first episode, we've got a little bit of a backlog. Please go to darrenblake.net for the full history. Shameless plug. I am a discovery writer, or as I like to call it, a pantser. Sorry, Joanna Penn, I'm a pantser. I don't know how this story is going to end. At the time I'm recording this, still in October, I don't know how the story is going to begin. But I'm confident that on day two, I'm going to be just as eager to get to the page as I was on day one. And I hope that you are equally as eager. If you are on track for the 50,000 words, by the end of writing today, you will be at 3,334 words. Hopefully, you are above and beyond that, because I'm not kidding, you need a buffer. Let me rephrase that. I'm not kidding, I need that kind of a buffer. I know that at some point, I am not going to write the 1667 in a given day. So on any day that I can write more than 1667, I do it. I'm not saying this is you. Heck, you might be one of those people. You've already written 50,000 words, and I'm not entirely sure that you weren't cheating. Every year there's someone that posts 50,000 words like within the first 5 minutes of midnight. It just isn't true. But also, that's them. That's not me. It's not you. You're writing 1667 a day. And if you're not writing 1667 a day, you're writing what you can. And if you're not writing what you can, why not? What's keeping you from getting back to the page? If you'd like to add to the conversation, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes of this podcast. As I've already stated in that shameless plug, you can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. Day two, in the books. Or at the time this post's just starting, because I'm scheduling these for like midnight my time. Get back to the page. Talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.